Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Right podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. If you're still not familiar with plugins or aren't quite sure what they are, we discussed plugins in episode 58, so be sure to listen to that one. But right now, I'll briefly go over the simple steps involved in installing a plugin so you can get familiar with how the process works. To start out, log into your WordPress dashboard and find the Plugins menu item. Click it, and you'll get a list of all the plugins that are installed. To start out with, you should have a plugin called Akismet and one called Hello Dolly. Now, Hello Dolly doesn't do very much. It's more of a sample plugin than anything, but it was created by the founder of WordPress, and it just displays lyrics from a Louis Armstrong song up in the top right corner of your dashboard. Akismet, on the other hand, is very important because it identifies spam comments. On your free blog at wordpress.com, Akismet is hard at work there too, filtering out spam comments, but there it's pre-installed and activated for you, while here you need to activate it yourself. So hover over the name Akismet, and the Activate option should appear. When you do this, you'll be taken through a series of steps to get Akismet up and running. You'd be surprised at how many spam comments you receive. From time to time, when you're viewing your comments, check the Spam tab to see all the comments that Akismet identified as spam. You can do this in your free blog as well, if you're curious. So, let's get familiar with the plugin interface. At the top of the screen, you'll see a link that says Add New. Click that, and on the next screen, you can search for the plugin you want by name, or you can just browse. Let's go ahead and find a plugin called Jetpack. Type Jetpack into the search box, all one word, and press Enter. The first result should be Jetpack by WordPress.com. Click Install Now, confirm it, and you should get a message telling you it's been installed. Now, there's a second step in using plugins, and that is to activate them. I talked earlier about this, but activating and deactivating plugins is like an intermediary step, where if you deactivate a plugin, it doesn't delete it, but it does remove all the functionality from your site until you activate it again. This can come in handy if you ever find yourself in a situation where you think a certain plugin may be causing problems. You can deactivate it and find out. Anyway, go ahead and activate Jetpack. I'm going to talk about what Jetpack does in just a minute, but just for practice, I want you to delete Jetpack. Click Plugins again to get back to your list of plugins, and what you'll have to do first is deactivate it. So hover over the name Jetpack to display the Deactivate option, and once it's deactivated, a delete option will appear. Click that and confirm. Now, go back and repeat the steps to find, install, and activate Jetpack once again. Whew! Hopefully you're starting to get the hang of this. It's not too bad, right? So now that you have Jetpack installed and activated once again, you'd probably like to know what it does. Essentially, it allows you to connect this self-hosted blog to your WordPress.com blog. Now, you'll be able to check your stats in either account, get notifications in either account, and people will now be able to like and share your posts on social media. In my mind, Jetpack brings with it a feeling of community and makes your self-hosted blog feel a little less like a remote island. It also gives you the ability to migrate your WordPress.com followers over to your new blog, although the actual transfer has to be performed by WordPress staff. But I've included the link in the resources section of this episode if you're interested in getting more info on that. Keep in mind that if you migrate your followers from your old blog to the new, your old blog will have no followers. Just something to consider if you are planning to keep your old blog up and running, which is something that I recommend because it will help you generate traffic to your new blog. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to answer all your questions about your blog and get everything set up the way you want. For more information on coaching, go to dreamplaywrite.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.